With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. Good afternoon. I'm Natasha Sinyanovich. An autopsy report confirms the Nashville man killed by a Metro police officer this summer died from three gunshot wounds that hit him from behind. Officer Andrew Delkey was charged last month with criminal homicide in the shooting. Surveillance footage appears to show him chasing Daniel Hambrick before opening fire. Authorities say Hambrick had a gun. Delkey's attorney says his client was following the law in his training. Delkey is scheduled to appear in a Davidson County court at the end of the month. An advocate for Tennessee Muslims appreciates that gubernatorial candidate Bill Lee called her after allegedly making a controversial remark. But Sabina Moyudin of the Nashville-based American Muslim Advisory Council says she also told Lee Muslims do not want to be used for political gain. The Tennessean has reported that Lee asked for a picture to be taken of opponent Carl Dean at a meet and greet mistakenly described to him as a Muslim event. The Republican businessman has said he doesn't recall making the comment and told Moyudin that's not who he is. Moyudin says research shows that anti-Muslim discrimination and hate crimes go up the most during political campaigning.
A lot of times people think that it's really around any acts of terrorism, but it's not. It's during election season. And so, you know, we don't want to be used as a pawn, as an advantage for one candidate, a disadvantage for another candidate, because they met with us.
Moyudin is hopeful Lee understands that Tennessee Muslims want a governor who'll meet the needs of everyone in the state, regardless of ethnic and religious background. Lee told her he'd like to meet in person with the council, but has not set a time or place. The NHL is criticizing a decision to reduce the suspension of a Nashville Predators player who pleaded no contest this summer to a domestic assault charge. Last month, the league commissioner suspended Austin Watson for 27 games. Watson appealed, and yesterday an outside arbitrator reduced that suspension to 18 games. The NHL today said the appeals process and an arbitrator's judgment were never intended to substitute a commissioner's decision, particularly on matters of important league policy. The NHL, however, doesn't have a written domestic violence policy and takes each situation on a case-by-case basis. And one of the larger buildings in Nashville's Hundred Oaks area is for sale. The headquarters of the parent company of O'Charley's Restaurants hit the market at $14.5 million. Nashville Post reports the company will still be able to remain in the space, however, for at least 10 years after the property sells.